You found the business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines metro. The Business News Hour from Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications and the training team at Tarot International. Learn the skills necessary to improve your career and your business at Tarot. That's Tarot.com. T-E-R-O.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for coming back. We're going to now talk with a Tarot team member. Her name is Deb Renner, and we're going to be talking about HR professionals and finding the right employee. Thank you so much for being here, Deborah.
Thank you for having me here.
This is, we spent the last segment talking about job seekers.
Yes.
Now we're going to turn the tables a little bit. And if I've got a job as an HR professional and I'm looking at an unemployment rate here in the state of Iowa of 3.1%, I got my work cut out for me.
Absolutely. You do have your work cut out for you. And, you know, it's the biggest cost to any organization if we don't get the hire right. Because if you think what we invest into a new hire, we're going to take at least a couple months of their salary is going to be involved in their just getting trained for the job. Someone else's salary helping train them is going to, or their time is going to go into that. And then lost opportunity.
Right.
If they don't make it. And so getting the right candidate, getting the right person in the door is really key, really important.
Well, we spent last segment talking about job seekers. Let's talk about HR professionals. At Tarot, what do you tell HR professionals about doing their job? I mean, you guys are telling HR professionals how to think, right? Or what's going on?
You know, I'm so glad you asked this because it's not just the HR professionals that really hold the challenge of making sure you get the right candidate. We say it's a function of leadership. And so in our leadership academies, we teach people to be able to select top performers, to be able to be good behavioral-based interviewers so they can support HR. Because it really, a great interview is going to involve possibly the person's supervisor, someone that works alongside them, and maybe something that's going to interact with them in a different department. And so you want everybody really skilled up on how to be good interviewers so that you can get a great picture of a candidate. You can get a great analysis of a candidate, and it's not just left up to someone in HR.
You know, one of the things I know that, one of the things that I know Tarot believes strongly in is a team interview approach.
We do, because we feel that every candidate for your system or your process has to be fair to every candidate that walks through the door. And if you have a team approach, you've got more than one person's interpretation to answers to questions. You've got more than one interaction that that candidate is having. It's also going to leave a different impression with the candidate. And that's important as well, because one of the unintended consequences of having people come through your door and interview is they get an impression of your organization.
Sure, they're checking your brand out.
Yes. Yes.
Deborah Renner, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about some tips for, well, professionals who are doing the interviewing, whether it's a team approach or an HR professional. So what kinds of things do you share with leadership and management and HR professionals when they're considering talking to people?
Well, what we do is have them come in, we go through some programming, and actually have them conduct some interviews. So we'll bring in some fake candidates, so to speak, that would be similar to what they might be going back out to interview for. It depends on their industry or their organization. And then we'll have them practice the skills of being able to do a behavioral-based interview and really get to those questions that are going to get them behavioral data rather than asking hypothetical questions or what would you do or leading questions, don't you agree with this? And so the questioning is really key. And then the ability to synthesize the answers and make sure that we get everyone's take on what the candidate was able to
Deborah, demonstrate. You have said three times behavioral interview. So now I've got to figure out, what does that mean?
We call it the ABCs.
Got it.
So you're going to ask questions that get you ABCs. And the A is an activity that the candidate was involved in, the B is the behavior that they were responsible for within that activity, and the C is the consequence or the result. Now, we coach people who are going to go find a job, make sure that you have your ABCs, go back through your experiences and figure out what have you been involved with, what can you document that you've done personally, and what were the results. And the results don't always have to be positive. They might even be a negative result that you learned from.
Yeah.
We're all pleased when we see someone that actually is open to learning and to recorrecting. And And so the ABCs kind of go both ways. The interviewer has to be able to ask the kinds of questions to get the ABCs and maybe follow up with a question if they get, maybe they get an activity, but then the person talks about what they did in the team. And then they have to ask, well, what was your specific role?
Mm-hmm.
And then what were those results? And so it's a technique that sounds very easy. It's not easy to do in practice, but it's really important.
I was going to say, because getting to that point, asking those type of behavioral questions during an interview, if you're used to asking simply the technical stuff, like, okay, what'd you do last?
Yes.
And, you know, what do you see? Then getting to that can be perhaps difficult for some people.
It can be, and then the questions have to be balanced. They have to give you information on, will they fit in the culture?
Hmm.
Will they actually, do they have experience in the competencies of the job itself? And are they motivated to do this kind of work? And so you have different questions for those three parts of the interview.
The people that are involved in the hiring process tend to be very risk averse. Because, as you said right in the outset, it costs a lot of money.
It does.
And if you get the wrong candidate, that could be kind of bad. I wonder sometimes, this is really putting you out on a limb, but core competencies in whatever the job is are always learned processes, I would think. But what about those skills, those interpersonal skills, mm-hmm. that someone may excel at, but they don't have the technical background?
That's an interesting point, Michael. It's so crucial that you figure out what the competencies are in the job. And the competency, for instance, the leadership competency, might look different in one role from another role, depending on what the role is.
Sure.
But the actual competency of being able to demonstrate an element of leadership might be evident in both.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really key to be able to figure out ahead of time, what are the core competencies in this particular job, and then write a job description that is going to include those competencies. And then you interview around the key competencies. So you pick three or four that are going to be key to this role, and then you start to devise your questions.
I should go on a job interview sometime. I would have a blast. Anyway, but I don't dare. I'm unemployable. So when we talk about those core competencies and those things that the interviewer needs to know, mm-hmm. what other things might we want to focus on?
Well, you're going to, you really want to do your homework up front so that all of the people who are involved in the interview process are keyed into the competencies, to the questions, mm-hmm. to what you're trying to do. You're also going to take a look at some of the just the incidentals around being with the person. In fact, it's really quite interesting. It can be just the person that maybe is the host for the candidate, walks them in, or has lunch with them. That's not data that is going to be around the competencies, but it provides additional information. And so for the candidate, we always say, the entire time that you are there is going to be so crucial, because you want to be able to relate. You want to be able to talk. You want to make sure you don't let down your guard somehow if you're nervous when you're having lunch or when you're waiting to go in for your particular interview. You just want to really be present and conscious that entire time.
Yeah. And as for the interviewer, the person that's doing the intake, I would suspect that those same things relate to them, that they should, I would imagine, be engaged in the conversation, look at the person in the eye, really be in the moment.
Absolutely. Because the more comfortable you can make a candidate, mm-hmm. the more data you are going to be able to get. If we make someone feel uncomfortable, they're going to probably close up a little bit, and we're not going to get an authentic interview. And so that ability to reach out, to shake hands, to encourage them. And we always say, ask some general questions before you start your competency questions. So just some general questions of a candidate so that you build some rapport, mm-hmm. with the candidate before you start talking about the competencies of the job.
When you're talking to recruiters or individuals who are seeking employees, are there some things that we need to know about age basis issues? For example, if the interviewer is 32 and the interviewee is 54, Are there some things? I mean, that, I would imagine that could be depending on what the job is, kind of uncomfortable.
Oh, you know, generation, it does make a difference many times in how people see things. What we would hope is the organization would have people skilled in being able to interview well, regardless of your age. That should not be a determining factor, but that whoever is in charge of that important task is really skilled in being able to do that. And if they are, they should be able to make someone comfortable. They should be able to ask the right kind of questions. Hopefully they're part of a team. It's not just on their shoulders.
And I think you said it so very well. You know, it is, if that person is trained correctly in the nuances of interviewing and in the nuances of digging through the layers of information to find out whether or not the candidate is a good fit, that's the job, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And lining up, you know, if there would be different generationally, there's different experiences, those ABCs on both sides, you know, being able to ask those questions to get the behaviors and the consequences and being able to provide them if I'm the
actions,
one being interviewed.
Behaviors and consequences.
Yes.
ABC.
ABCs.
I was paying attention.
It's as easy as ABC.
From time to time, anyway. Well, I'm sure that hiring professionals out there, not just the HR, but the entire team, would appreciate having the opportunity to at least think out of the box a little bit, and maybe they're already trained and very skilled in these areas. But I suspect that Tara would be happy to talk to anybody that might want to brush up, right?
Oh, we always are. And, you know, we encourage them, too. We encourage them to have a silver box, to always be looking for candidates. Don't wait till you need one.
Oh.
But within your network and people you meet, be thinking, would they be a good candidate here, whether you have a job or not, for them? And then we say put their card or put their name in a box so that when you need a candidate, you can pull out of those high potentials that you've been able to interact with along the way.
You've been squirreling away for some time, huh? And then go call those folks. That is a great idea. And I'm sure that the very competent HR professionals and team leaders do those things.
Oh, they do. Yeah. They're, you know, very skilled and absolutely.
All right. Deb Renner, ladies and gentlemen, one of the great tarot trainers from Tarot International, focusing on the job interview process. And in the first segment, we talked about the interviewee or the job seeker. And this time we were talking about corporate relations and what goes on at the interview desk. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are welcome.
These are always great stuff. We always learn so much.
Thank you for having us, Michael.
All right. Tarot International, ladies and gentlemen, we will have links to the company on the radio blog. All right. Tyler has started the music, which, of course, means we've got to get out of here. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, all of our sponsors, our thanks to Tarot International and Deb Renner for not one but two segments. If you missed any or all of this, you can find it on our radio blog. On the controls tonight, as he is each and every night, is Tyler Hackenmiller, our producer. The program director for the radio station is none other than Patrick Wood, the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. Would be Mary Sayer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olsen. And the music that you're listening to right this moment was arranged, conducted, and produced especially for the Business News Hour by our friend James Goodlett. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful Tuesday evening. We'll be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5:05. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.